DY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, 64. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 66. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny skies in the lower 90s. Right now, it's 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House Appropriations Committee approved fiscal 2022 funding bill yesterday for USDA, FDA, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That'll boost spending more than 10%, including hefty amounts for ag research and climate change-related programs. The increase of about $2.8 billion to $26.6 billion is critical. The work tackling hunger, lift up communities, rebuild public health and safety, confront the climate crisis, foster greater equity. Those words, Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. The bill did pass on a voice vote. Republicans said that as a non-defense measure, the spending was simply too high. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma said the bill is based on funding framework that does not have bipartisan support. He said if we want to fund good things in this bill, got to adjust the funding levels. Before advancing the bill, the committee approved a couple of controversial amendments, including a measure to revoke line and speed waiver grants of 16 poultry plants, another to prohibit the purchase of farmland by companies owned in whole or in part by the People's Republic of China. A report out questions a real estate transaction made by Sonny Perdue just after his selection as Ag Secretary in 2017. The Washington Post reports Perdue, now a former company, bought a small grain facility in South Carolina for $250,000, while ADM purchased the facility 6 years prior for $5.5 million. Now, the county the facility is located in appraised the property at $530,000 in 2018. An ADM spokesman said there's nothing more than a business decision to sell a significantly underperforming asset. Both representative of Perdue, former company, and the ADM confirmed the negotiations for the transaction began in 2015 when ADM originally asked for $4 million for the property. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the rain hasn't been the only thing stopping many farmers across the state of Kansas getting their wheat harvest done for the summer. As the COVID-19 pandemic strikes again, with distribution lines on getting used parts to farmers to replace broken equipment.
Down to one machine, and if that machine goes down, we're done. Till we get it back in the field. Sometimes it's a challenge to get them fixed, too. Find somebody to work on them.
That audio from KSN News. Many repair shops also say it's been difficult to get the equipment they need to work on fixes.
Hard to get, hard to find. Usually get them in a week or less. Sometimes it's 2 months, 3 months to get them. Some of them, there's just nothing out there, and they'd have no ETA on when we'll see them.
At the same time, many ag experts say that it's going to be a while before the distribution lines get caught up 100%.
Hands are really, really tied until we start to fill the supply chain and get these parts houses back to 100%.
That audio from KSN News, Mid-America Network News.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
WTI is your career education partner.
They really got to know me, like one-on-one. Even though they had a whole class, I felt like individually they would assist each person as needed. I just felt comfortable and felt very confident in asking questions that otherwise I would be embarrassed to ask.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling narrowing the Civil Rights Era Federal Voting Rights Act could change Kansas election measures enacted by Republican state legislators. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the assessment of Thursday's decision came from both Republican State Attorney General Derek Schmidt and a veteran election law attorney, Mark Johnson. The new state law that took effect officially this week are being challenged in separate lawsuits in federal and state courts. Kansas now limits the number of absentee ballots that people can deliver to election officials for others and bars out state groups from mailing absentee ballot applications to voters. Supporters say the change prevents fraud, while critics argue that it limits help for voters. In other news, police in Wichita have arrested a man suspected of pulling the trigger in a double shooting last month that killed one man and injured another. KAKE News reports that the officers arrested 39-year-old Jamal Campbell on Wednesday on suspicion of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, criminal possession of a firearm, and gambling. He's being held on a $1 million bond. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. 30 Nebraska state lawmakers are urging local school boards to reject proposed state health standards that include lessons for young children on gender identity and gender expression. The senators issued a joint public statement to local school boards. The standards under consideration by the Nebraska Department of Education would be optional if they're approved, so school districts would be free to accept or ignore them. Under the proposed standards, kindergartners would learn about different kinds of family structures, including same-gender families. First graders would be taught about gender identity and gender stereotypes. The proposal has drawn huge crowds to educational board meetings and faced strong opposition from Republican Governor Pete Ricketts. Charles Schwab appears ready to keep significant operations in Omaha after it finishes integration of TD Ameritrade because it's hiring more than 200 people in the city. That's in addition to the 2,200 Schwab already employs in Omaha. Mid-America Network News.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Blue Rapids sesquicentennial celebration this weekend actually marks 151 years, with activities suspended last year due to COVID. And Nick Gallup-Winters, a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, talks of the town's founding in 1870.
Well, Blue Rapids was founded in 1870. In 1870, it consisted of 287 acres. The founders of Blue Rapids came from Leroy, New York. We like to think that Leroy, New York is famous for the people coming and founding Blue Rapids, Kansas. But actually, Leroy, New York is famous because Jell-O was invented in Leroy, New York. So when the founders came to Blue Rapids in 1870, their goal was that in the first 10 years the population would be 10,000, which obviously it never met that goal. The population in 1871 was 480 people, and there were 27 businesses. It is the only Blue Rapids in the United States.
She noted significant events that brought the national spotlight to the community.
There have been big events in Blue Rapids, probably the two that stand out, which probably doesn't have as much attention as the second one, was April 19th of 1912. Theodore Roosevelt stopped in Blue Rapids as he was traveling through town by train. But the biggest event known in history is October 23rd of 1913. The New York Giants played the Chicago White Sox in Blue Rapids, Kansas. The teams came to town by train. The admission was $1 if you bought your ticket in advance, which today, that would only be $27.29. If you bought your ticket the day of the game, it was $1.50, which today would only be $40.79. They had a parade. The band played. Once you were down to the Ball Diamond, they charged for parking, and it was 50 cents, which today that would be $13.60.
Annette Gallup Winters noted the Blue Rapids Museum is a comprehensive collection of the community's past.
But the Blue Rapids Museum is a gold mine of information, pictures, stories, and if you've never visited, it is well worth the trip. If you have any connection to Blue Rapids, I'm sure they have a story that you may or may not know. The museum is open on Saturdays from 9 to 12 and Thursday evenings from 4 to 8. Or you can set up your own appointment. That number is 785-714-9733.
And she will be a guest on our public affairs program with additional comments Saturday morning, airing on KNDY at 710. And we'll be giving presentations at Blue Rapids Saturday and Sunday.
That will be at the museum on July 3rd and July 4th, and I think it's scheduled at 3 o'clock. But I will be there most of the day, both days.
Blue Rapids will cap the weekend events with fireworks Sunday the 4th at 10 p.m. Marysville will not have a fireworks display this year. Waterville will host their fireworks July 30th in conjunction with their sesquicentennial celebration. Hanover hosted a display last Saturday with days of 49. Washington plans a day of activities at the ball field Sunday with softball games, concessions, free swimming from 1 until 5, and fireworks at 10. The annual Centralia 4th on Sunday will include a parade at 11:30, games throughout the afternoon, and fireworks at the Centralia Lake. James D. Armstrong, age 76, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for James Armstrong. Frank E. Jandra, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Wednesday noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Frank Jandra. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Visitation services pending at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Connie Cabriel.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Tune to KNDY FM 95.5 for another Friday Night Live with the soundtrack for the sesquicentennial cruise on the square in Blue Rapids, 7 till 9 p.m.
Turn your job into a vocation. St. Gregory Catholic School in Marysville has employment opportunities for the 21-22 school year, helping students grow both academically and spiritually. Full-time positions for K-6 resource teacher and paraprofessional, and part-time positions for teacher's aide and school counselor are available. Visit stgregorychurch.org and click on Education, or contact Karen Farrell at kfarrell@stgregorychurch.org or 562-2831 for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, this frontal boundary that's been overhead and we've been seeing showers and thunderstorms over the past couple of weeks is now moving out of the area. High pressure system moving in. We're going to see sunny skies and dry weather for this Friday. Dry weather for tonight, and this high pressure system will continue through the 4th of July weekend and into the early parts of next week. We are going to see warmer temperatures back into the upper 80s, into the lower 90s as we head into the weekend and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, 64. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 66. As we head into the 4th of July, mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the lower 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July 91, record high on this date 108. The average low 67, the record low 49. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
Is it a bird, is it a plane, or is it something from a galaxy far, far away? All about the unidentified flying object on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year. Baseball player Jose Canseco has a birthday, and on this day in 1947, an object crashed into the desert in Roswell, New Mexico. The U.S. Air Force claimed that said object was a weather balloon, but eyewitnesses say otherwise. This led to the theory of unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, as well as to question what we are presented with as fact. It's also a great day to check out one of the many stellar films that have been based on the unknown. Sit down with a bowl of popcorn and enjoy Alien or Independence Day. Or you might dig up an old episode of The X-Files because, as Fox Mulder once said, I want to believe because the truth is out there. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Reflections Hallmark is a cool place to shop. Cool because they have gifts for dad. Cool because they have great ladies tops, summer cardigans, and accessories. Cool because they have the largest collection of Melissa and Doug toys in town. Cool because they have Chiefs gear and memorabilia. Cool because you can pick up previous year's keepsake ornaments 50% off to complete your collections. Cool because, well, air conditioning. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Open 9 to 3 Saturday.
Ashley Home Store, the number one selling furniture brand in North America, has a huge selection of name brand furniture and mattresses in stock. Take advantage of the free shipping to your door on all items over $299 within 100 miles and Ashley Direct pricing. Browse over 2,000 items on display in the showroom. Have it delivered or pick it up from the warehouse today. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports call it a sweep. Kike Hernandez led off with a homer for the third time in 5 days. Nathan Eovaldi pitched 7 scoreless innings, and the Boston Red Sox routed the struggling Kansas City Royals 15-1 yesterday. The Red Sox hit 4 homers for the third time in 5 games and completed a 4-game sweep of the Royals, who lost their 9th straight. No rest for the boys in blue as they open a 3-game series with the Minnesota Twins today. First pitch this evening is at 7:10 from Kauffman Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning to steal Game 3 on the road in Amarillo 4-3. After not capitalizing on many opportunities throughout the game, the Surge fought back from the 2-run deficit with 3 RBI singles in their final at-bats. The series between the Wichita Wind Surge and the Amarillo Sod Poodles continues today in Amarillo. First pitch this evening will be at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. For college students across the nation, today is the beginning of a whole new world. They're now able to cash in and market themselves. More from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
When the clock struck midnight, decades-old rules preventing college athletes from monetizing on their fame came to an end. Big-name stars can now make big-time money. Two athletes who signed one of the first deals, Hannah and Haley Cavender.
Your contract was successfully signed. Cavender Twins fans Boost Mobile.
The Twins play basketball for Fresno State. Just as importantly, they have millions of followers on social media. They are now pitching the cell phone company Boost Mobile. But many fear this change could give big schools with rich boosters an unfair advantage. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Back to the Royals. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has been named to his 7th All-Star game. That announcement yesterday by Major League Baseball. And from all of us at the Mid-America Network, have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
K
Keeping grass along walkways and drives green and growing can be challenging. Before treating the weeds and reseeding these problem areas, look for some long-term lower maintenance solutions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating the cause of poor grass growth in these areas. Compacted soil from foot traffic is often the culprit. Consider redesigning the walkway or landscape design to accommodate foot traffic patterns. Eliminate narrow bands of grass and weeds between sidewalks and mulch tree rings or garden beds. Expand the mulch right up to the sidewalk, eliminating the need to mow the declining grass and weeds. Create curves instead of right angles when two walks or a walk and drive intersect. This way, when people cut corners, they're walking on pavement instead of killing the grass. Consider using permeable pavers to reduce runoff. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. It's the beginning to that famous Longfellow poem about a horse and rider racing to shout important news about the British. But in a moment, we'll separate fact and fiction about Paul Revere's ride when the American countryside returns after this. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Andrew Alexander retells the story often, the story of Paul Revere's midnight ride. Dr. Joseph Warren, a Patriot leader in Boston, got word that the British soldiers were on the move and summoned two trusted men to get word to Lexington and Concord.
Dr. Joseph Warren's assignment to Revere and to Dawes was to both go to Lexington, Massachusetts, and warn Samuel Adams and John Hancock, the Patriot leaders who were out there in the country, that the King's soldiers, the regulars, were headed their way. The reason Warren sent two messengers was this was such an important assignment. He wanted to make sure that at least one got there.
Revere sent word to the Old North Church to signal with two flashes of light, the sign that the British were on the move. Meanwhile, Revere rode to Lexington. The two met a local Patriot leader, Dr. Prescott, and the three attempted to ride on to Concord to warn other citizens.
Shortly after that, they're intercepted by a patrol of the King's soldiers, and Dr. Prescott, who knew the territory out there real well, he got away and got into Concord. Dawes managed to get away from the King's soldiers, but Revere was held in question for a while. They took away his borrowed horse, but they let him walk.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow made Revere famous when he published his poem about the midnight ride. But some of the details are not historically accurate.
Longfellow unfortunately doesn't mention William Dawes, and the other major problem historically with Longfellow's poem is that he has Revere wading across the river for the lantern signals, and that's historically inaccurate. The signals were not to Revere, they were from him. They were for the Patriots across the river in Charlestown.
But if it were not for Longfellow, you may never have heard of Paul Revere. Traveling the countryside in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.
Irrigation helps keep everything growing during a dry spell. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Wildlife become bold when water is scarce, and they might see your yard as an oasis as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Hot and dry for an extended time, many of us have irrigation systems to keep everything growing. The water is good for the plants, and it can also attract wildlife looking for food and drink. Terry Messmer is an extension wildlife specialist at Utah State University. He says anything that holds water during a dry spell sets the food chain in motion.
In most cases, a lot of the animals you might have come in are animals that are fairly innocuous, animals that you don't really consider to be posing a harm or a threat. But in some cases, those animals that you attract to these areas also can provide prey sources for much larger species, such as cougars and coyotes and things along that line, which will prey on them regularly.
Messmer says in times of drought, even urban areas are starting to see an increase in large predators, which can result in more conflicts between humans and wildlife. Depending on your situation and location, he says a lot of this can be mitigated. Fences, for example, will limit the critter activity. However, you also need to be aware of what's going on around you.
If there are situations where the natural habitats are starting to dry out and you're starting to see some concentrations of animals move in, just be wary about it. If you've got an animal that does enter your yard, particularly a large animal, we talk about these large carnivores, don't try to chase them out yourself. What you need to do is contact the proper authorities, the state game and fish departments, the local animal control.
This doesn't mean you have to stop irrigating the area, but Messmer says to be conscious about how much water you're using and if you could maybe cut back a little. Learn more about how a drought affects wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Close to
just a closer walk with thee.
We all have our favorite Bible verses. I have a few that inspire me almost every day, and one of them is about generosity. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. For me, this Bible verse really sums up what true generosity is. Each one must give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Another way to say this is generosity isn't about what or how much you give, or even who you give it to. It's about your intention, and if you're heeding God's call to share from your heart without guilt or resentment. So the next time you feel obligated to give, ask yourself, what's holding me back from giving this with a joyful heart? And take a minute to be grateful for all you have. Then, joyfully share your gift with others. When you give cheerfully, you'll find yourself living a more joyful life, and you'll find more gratitude and meaning in your life, too.
Your farm will likely last longer than you will. Have you made a plan? Some tips today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers to be aware of pollinator movement. Allison Walston is with Valent USA.
Before using any neonic insecticide, be sure to follow the label recommendations, establish appropriate buffer zones, calibrate equipment, and avoid spraying flowering plants in or near the field. Working with beekeepers in the area is another way to help maximize products while minimizing any negative impacts to pollinators.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The average age of a U.S. farmer is around 58, and if you're older than that, you're probably already planning for a farm transition. Purdue University has a podcast series on the subject, and in a recent episode, some Purdue Extension educators, including Doris Schroeder, offered tips.
You need to talk to your CPA, your accountant. If you've got an investment advisor, talk to them. And you also need to be working with any financial advisors that you have, whether that's the bank or your lawyer, as to how this transition is going to work and to make it the most palatable for you and for the operation to do this transition.
Jeff Pell says it's wise to consider the possibility your time will be cut shorter than you planned.
People don't want to talk about it, but preparing a will, looking at the power of attorney so that there's not questions of what's going to happen after a certain event may occur.
And Kelly Heckerman believes you should also factor in the chance your health could fail.
Unfortunately, our health doesn't always stay the best, and how we prepare for long-term care will have great impact on that succession plan, that estate plan going forward.
Visit my website at NorthShoreProductions.com for links to more info. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at Landall.com/careers or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great parts selection? You can order online 24-7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, in much of Kansas, wheat harvest is on kind of a rain delay. Pretty much the same story in Oklahoma, where a good deal of cutting got done early in the week, but along about midweek when the rains started, kind of a holding pattern there as well. And parts of the Texas panhandle got as much as 2 inches of rain last night. So Texas wheat cutting is on a hold as well, according to Steely Fischbacher at Texas Wheat.
Yes, we are. As you mentioned, we're in a rain holding pattern over the last week or so, but we've been able to almost catch up to our long-term average. So right now we're about 81% complete. Most of what we have left is in the panhandle and then other little pockets that are still waiting to dry out.
Yeah, of course, Texas had some pretty intense rains over the month of May, too, which kind of slowed things down to start with. And, of course, like you've pointed out, the last week or so, we've seen a good deal of rain in not only Kansas and Oklahoma, but Texas as well. So it's kind of been sluggish as far as harvest is concerned.
That's right. So working around rain and then even just cloudy days with high humidity has also been a challenge. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, about 20% left to go, and I know our farmers are anxious to get out there and finish.
But even with all the rain, it looks like the quality of your Texas wheat has held up.
I'd say in general, yes. Statewide average quality test weight has been very good. As we continue to see rainfall events and some of this most recent wheat that's coming out of the field and some heavy precipitation areas, we're starting to see a test weight drop. That's pretty typical. Overall, statewide, I'd say quality is pretty average.
Steely Fischbacher with Texas Wheat's Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro Wheat.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in the U.S. planted fewer corn and soybean acres than the trade expected, according to today's USDA report. As a result, a little bit after 11, the grain markets jumped higher. Corn went to its daily limit. Soybeans up some 85 cents. Wheat up 22 cents higher. The outside markets also were higher, not really a response to that, but still an overall big day. The big acreage number was built into the market, but USDA didn't push out the big numbers that many had expected. In the June Prospective Planning Report, USDA pegged the 2021 U.S. corn acres 92.7 million. The trade had expected 93.7 million, the previous estimate back in March, 91.14. For soybeans, the acreage at 87.6 million, the trade expectation was 89 million. USDA's March estimate came in at 87.6. The USDA estimate for the grain stocks on and off farm pegged the June 1 U.S. corn stock 4.112 billion bushels. The trade guess was 4.2. The soybean June 1st stock totaled 766 million bushel. The trade had estimated 787 million bushel. U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st came in 8,843.
And the U.S. wheat stocks of June 1st, 843 million bushel. The trade expected at 859 million bushels. Reaction goes like this. The numbers surprised the beans the most. Planted acres lower than all the survey estimates. Corn prices surged due to the expected dramatic change in the corn balance sheet and less than optimal July forecast for the maturing crop. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Cattle that walk through a stream to get to another pasture can damage the stream environment. Build a crossing to the other side on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices. Practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Activity in and around a stream causes erosion, sediment buildup, and an increase in water pollutants. To help them get to the other side while protecting the stream, put in a crossing. Add exclusion fencing along the stream bank to provide the best results. Steve Higgins is the Director of Environmental Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says to install the crossing where the stream is straight rather than meandering.
The water doesn't have as much energy, as far as most of the energy is running down to the center of the creek. If you put it in a meander, basically what's going to happen is things are going to change, because on the inside of the turn, basically that's where sediment and rocks are deposited. On the outside of the turn, basically that's where a lot of cutting takes place. So if you put it in a straight stretch, then you don't have to worry about that deposition and that cutting out of the opposing banks.
Build the crossing during the drier parts of the year, because excavating and compacting activities are difficult in mud. Once grading is complete, install a non-woven geotextile fabric and rock to stabilize the approaches and the stream bed. How much reinforcement is needed depends on the makeup of the stream.
In Kentucky, most of our stream beds have a rock bed, so we don't really have to worry about reinforcing the inside of the creek. So we just have the geotextile and the rock just go down to the slopes of the creek and terminate right there. If you did have a mud base or an unstable bank, then what you would want to use is a bigger material, what we call geogrid, and then anchor that in and use rock across that.
Don't put rock in the center of the stream because you risk damming it up. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about building cattle stream crossings at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet.
savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, a good bit of pressure on corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat ahead of the long holiday weekend. Kansas City wheat has not done well today. September down 22, 616 and a quarter. December down 21 and a quarter at 626 and three quarters. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat tracking lower too, but that's all led by those double-digit losses in Kansas City. September corn down 10 at 591 and three quarters. December down 12 and a quarter at 576 and three quarters. Soybeans held on for as long as they could. August beans now down 6 and a quarter at 1423 and a half. September down 7 at 1399. All the back months are lower too, so soybeans have given it up. Soybean meal is down. August is down 370 at 379.70. September is down 380 at 381.30. Each of the back months is down. Soy oil, though, doing better. August soybean oil is 73 points higher at 63.38. September is up 66 points at 67.72. And cotton looks good. October cotton up 65 points at 87.14. December up 88 points at 86.78. So that's where we stand there. Turning to the livestock complex, we see mostly mixed numbers and mostly lower. As a matter of fact, August live cattle down 172 at 121.85. This October down 137 at 127.87. August feeders up a dime at 156.42, but September down 15 at 158.92. Each of the back months is mixed in feeder cattle. And hogs are mixed, but mostly lower. August hogs down 75 at 99.55, while October hogs down 92 at 83.95. Some of the far back months are showing some green. Mixed numbers all the way through the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Right now, every decision you make is all about timing. At Midwest Kia, the time is now to take advantage of the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Through July 4th weekend only, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. You can buy with absolutely no money down, and your current vehicle has never been worth more at Midwest Kia. Get up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia says, the time is now during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Come in today or visit MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit, plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited time financing on sports with KMF with 15 to 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer retail.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com. To start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue and save some green on Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. From June 25th through July 4th, you'll get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paint during their 4th of July rebate event. Choose Valspar Pristine Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon during the July 4th event. Save on other great Valspar paint, too, during this time. Take advantage of rebate savings at Hometown Lumber and Hardware through July 4th. See the rebate URL in store for details.
John Anke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Anke today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits. Nationally renowned Hot Club of Cowtown will be live in Blue Rapids for the sesquicentennial celebration Sunday, July 4th. Join them for a jam on the square 2:30 till 3:30 and a free show on the fairgrounds beginning at 7:30. Sunday, July 4th in Blue Rapids.
See my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down on Shimbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door. The next house over is a grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little hungry. Dance all night, dance a little hungry. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. A big creek's up and a little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Talking to my love, slop bucket fell from the window up above. Mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and we laid him on the beam. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Jake. A little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer.
Garage sale today, 8 to 6 at 1303 North 12th Street. Furniture, art, collectibles, tools, and more. 1303 North 12th, Marysville.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.